Well, part of the reason, well, actually, no, the sole reason that Kyrie wanted out of Cleveland is that he reportedly wanted away from LeBron James. He wanted out of his shadow, under his thumb. He wanted away from all of it. And as a result, the Celtics, A, don't know if he could play with LeBron, and B, they don't know if they should even bring it up to him because he's so anti-LeBron right now. Do you think, one, they should care what Kyrie thinks about it, and two, how big a deal is this?
It's a big deal. They should care what Kyrie thinks about it because that's the guy I'm giving the max contract for because I'm still the one getting rid of Gordon Hayward. So with that being said, yeah, if he's going to be the face of your team and LeBron's really just going to be a guy that's going to give you one, 2 years, probably 2 years, maybe three. I've got to talk to Kyrie, see how he feels about it because I got to see what happened in Cleveland and what put him in that situation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is a situation where you have Kyrie saying he wants to get away from Cleveland and he wants to be the star. And then what, 2 years later, here comes LeBron back to the scene. First of all, I'm completely against LeBron coming to the Celtics. I was for it about a week ago and I've changed my mind. I just don't want to blow up that team. I think they're positioned for greatness for several years to come. Why mess with it?
The Kyrie situation, even if you take LeBron out of it, the Kyrie contract situation is going to hamstring this team all summer long. They need to figure out what Kyrie wants to do, and they need to figure out what they want to do with him. And it needs to happen this summer. He's got 2 years left on his deal, but the second year, he can opt out after next year. So I figure he's got 1 year left on his deal.
So 1 year potentially with LeBron.
1 year potentially with LeBron, but regardless of that, they need to figure out what his long-term plans are. If he wants to be in Boston, can he handle playing with LeBron again? AKA, can they sign Kyrie long term and then is he okay playing with LeBron? If he is, then you go and you trade Gordon Hayward and you trade Marcus Morris and you can make it work money wise if you do those things. If Kyrie says, I am not okay playing with LeBron and I will sign long term, then you honor what he wants and you build your team around Kyrie moving forward with the core that you have. And if he says, look, I'm not okay playing with LeBron, and I don't know if I'm going to sign long-term, then what do you do in that situation?
Well, I was going to say, there's a good chance that both won't come here. There's a good chance you could lose Kyrie, and there's a really good chance that LeBron's not going to come
here. There's an absolute chance you could lose Kyrie.
Well, let me start with LeBron. The latest rumor is Ronnie James, LeBron's son.
I'm so uninterested in where his kid goes to school, so you know that.
Okay, well, the rumor is that he is, this is from Gary Payton.
So, yeah, I know. Yeah,
oh, you heard that. Gary Payton said that he is registered as
enrolled
in school at Sierra Canyon to play with Scottie Pippen's kid and Kenyon Martin's kid.
And that is where it sounds like California.
Yes.
Anything with the word canyon.
Yeah, yeah. In outskirts of Los Angeles. So okay. I've been saying for a long time, I don't know if his kid's going to Brentwood or going to that school, but I get a feeling he's going to Los Angeles. As for Kyrie, though, I'm going to have to go ahead and talk to him because I'm going to give him the max deal before his contract's up. I can't have him holding that over my head that he's going to leave. I know you guys love to do that because you don't think these guys have the power.
What if he flat out doesn't want to sign?
Well, then
right
we got
now.
A problem now. Now we got a problem. There's a chance that because maybe Kyrie just doesn't like Boston. You know, Boston has not been friendly to African-American athletes. I don't know if you guys know that. So I'm not so sure. I don't know how it is now, and that only Kyrie could answer that. But who knows if he wants to stay in Boston, which is another part of this thing.
Well, it's a tricky situation as far as the Celtics and the way they handle Kyrie anyway on this one. Do you go to Kyrie and say, what do you think? You want to bring LeBron in here? And then, of course, the media catches into the fact that they went to Kyrie to find out. And if LeBron suddenly decides he's going somewhere else, guess whose fault it is that he didn't come to Boston? Whether it is or not, it's Kyrie's.
The first question is, Kyrie, where are we at right now with you? Do you want to stay here? If you want to stay here, let's get a long-term deal done because then we can start to figure out the other pieces. Do we have to clear salary cap? Do we have to go and get rid of Marcus Morris? Do we have to trade? You know, do you want to play with Kawhi Leonard? Do you want to play with LeBron? Is there somebody that you want to play with that we can go get, or do you like this team as presently constructed? Because if he's going to hold it over his head, now I'm going to wait and hit the open market, then you're totally hamstrung by what you do. And then at that point, I'd do what we'd said all along, possibly. I'd trade Kyrie. Mm-hmm. If he's going to threaten to leave and not sign long-term, then as much as I love him, I'd go and try to get somebody else.
I've said all along, Kyrie to me is damaged goods. I just don't trust that knee. Don't trust it. I mean, 2 years in a row now. What's going to happen next year? Who knows?
Oh, you said the same thing about Gordon Hayward after his injury just now.
We've talked about this before, and I've said I think Gordon Hayward's was more of a black and white issue. I think he broke his ankle, and it's healing. I know he had some screws taken out or whatever, and had some discomfort, but that's the kind of thing that I think you get over. Knee issues, trust me, knee issues don't go away.
Yes, doctor. But, you know...
You saw me hobbling around today in the gym.
I understand that. But as for who's going to be more important, and when you take a look at age, too, Gordon Hayward is really just like a third piece of a puzzle. And he's not the guy. And look, maybe this all happened because he missed a year and they thrived without him. So maybe that's not fair to him, but I don't see why he has to really fit into this team
now. But they also thrived without Kyrie.
Yeah, they thrived, but Kyrie got him to a certain point. And Kyrie's young, and you can't get rid of all your superstars. And they are a better team with Kyrie. I'm not going to say they're a better team. Utah became better without Gordon Hayward. And Donovan Mitchell, obviously, was a big part of that.
The biggest risk the Celtics have is that they trade Hayward to get LeBron, and then they alienate Kyrie, right, and Kyrie leaves in free agency. That's the worst-case scenario. Yeah, you get LeBron with Tatum and Brown and Horford maybe for 2-3 years, and that sounds good. That's
a damn good team.
Because maybe you win a championship or two, but at the end of the day, do you want to get rid of Hayward and alienate Kyrie to the point that he leaves? Those are things the front office has to wrestle with, and they need to figure out Kyrie's long-term vision. This offseason, you can't have him playing next year as a pseudo-free agent.
Alex in Moncton, why not just ask Kyrie? If he doesn't mind, you can go after LeBron. If he doesn't want LeBron, then it shows him that the front office values him as a player. And, I botched that up.
No, but I see what you mean. Yeah. You could look at it that way, I guess. Yeah.